This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Ain't nothing finer than that on a planet. Just say that first, Curtis.
What, them Brazilians?
A 19-year-old Brazilian.
They're world renowned. Mm. In fact, I remember this one girl we all wanted to bang when I was when I first moved here.
Right.
Who was pretty cute. And she was like, in my country, I'm one of the ugliest girls.
I believe that.
She was one of their C team.
Yeah.
She was
she dark skinned?
She was
Did you know Brazil is racist as fuck?
I always thought they weren't, and I was just watching a thing about it.
But listen to me.
No, Karen just
remember
went
the last girl who this one dark-skinned African girl and Brazilian girl won the queen of the carnival.
Yeah,
and they threw her off because she was too dark.
Well, that might have just been something technical.
No, they took the crown, son of a bitch.
We can't see the parade, miss. You got to get out of the way. Karen went down there. There's all these women where she was staying that had the tops of their fucking, like they'd been scalped by these boats. There's like these boats they fish on, and the way they were built was like faulty, and the engine could grab your hair and rip your fucking scalp. So she saw all these women walking around like who were scalped. She's like, what the fuck was that? And it was this fucking shitty boat. Also, this place she
was. How many women got? Wait, who? What picture was that up on the screen?
You know what, dude? Let me see if I can
get
a picture. These two guys were trying to kidnap her.
Smoking Brazilian chick.
Yeah, she's hot as shit.
You want to hear something terrifying? This fam, remember she used to do ESL, like teaching foreigners English better?
Oh, yeah,
this Brazilian family invited her down. And they're like.
Oh, so she stayed with the Brazilian family in Brazil?
Yeah, and it's
and
like.
They didn't try to sell her or make her bones into medicine.
No, but there were people. They went on a tour. Make her bones into medicine.
Hey, man.
There's no fucking way her Jew bones are medicine. Hold on. I want to find this. Oh, so she sent me this. Can I give this to put it up?
Yeah, what is it? Is somebody's picture?
It's these two guys that were like, luckily she didn't get them any info, but the family's like, oh, those guys are predators. They're guys that would have kidnapped her if they could have figured out where she was.
Really?
Dude, it was terrifying. It was like maybe like the last day of her trip or the last couple days where I was like.
And you could. Wait, that's
like,
the women's scalp? Is that the scalp women?
Oh, shit. Is that what that is?
From the boat?
Who can I send this picture to put up?
Whoa.
John at AnthonyCumia.com.
Okay.
That is not a scalping from a boat, is it?
Yeah, isn't that fucked up?
Oh.
J-O-H-N or J-O-N?
H.
Once you scalp, your hair is not growing back no more, right? That's the end of growing hair on your
head. Yeah, you need those follicles.
Yeah.
To come out of your skull. My hair is firmly in my skull.
I got brain hair. Brain bangs.
So I'm sent to John the picture in actual size. So these dudes in the back, the old man here and the guy peeking out behind him. These
they
are the
both
guys.
Wanted to kidnap Karen.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of like thin white girls down there like that. Like that's right. A rare.
That's a delicacy.
It's a dude. She's caviar down there.
they want to spread her on crackers too. I'll tell you that shit.
Yeah,
baby. I want to see the pictures of the predators. Of those like skinny, sweaty shirt dudes.
Yeah, you'll say they're like. I don't have the Liam Neeson skills to.
So who like
down there?
Well, she was really in like the heart of fucking Brazil, like the real neighborhood.
She was in a jungle is where she was.
What'd she do? Why'd she do that?
Didn't go to Brazil, I guess. Gerald had gone and said it was safe. Remember Gerald?
Because Gerald likes strange dicks in his butt.
Like, I got the bug I was looking for. oh, my God, dude. I watched Rich Kids of Beverly Hills last night.
Ah, second season?
I don't really watch it. I just from some time.
Oh, they're awful people, but it's a good watch just to hate them. Dude, even imagine, Michael.
So there's the okay, so now look at not that guy in the front. See the old
shirt.
Man?
Red shirt?
With the white shirt? The old man with the white shirt.
Right there.
And the guy behind him. Those are the.
Those two.
Those two, yeah.
The old man with the white shirt right there who like he's on vacation.
Yeah.
There's and a guy right behind
there's
him.
There's some kind of jungle rapist.
Oh, my fucking jungle rape god.
I know. Jungle rape.
It's a bunch of fucking Vandersloots.
Those primitive kind.
They're Vandersloot in the jungle, nigga? They killing young white girls in a fucking.
I know. Isn't that fucking horrifying? So his family lives in a house with like fucking electrified fences and like a vicious dog.
Oh, so nobody can get in.
They're like, I think like middle class, you'd think if you. Saw them here, but there it's like, well, we want, like, you know, it's like zombie attack basically, except it's poor people.
So the police can't handle it.
No, in fact, the worst shit's right next to the police station.
Because the police are down with it.
Yeah.
Fucking raping too.
You play Max Payne 3?
Why would you let Karen go down there by herself? You're a bad boyfriend.
I don't know. I thought it was safe. Well, after it happened, I was like, I wish I had fucking been like, you will never see the world.
And could you talk to, can you speak to her? Like,
The reason I know about it is I call her. I go, text me the pictures of those guys. I mean, I didn't know what to do.
And it was like, you can talk to her real time and the phone works and all that in the jungle.
In the hotel, she was.
In the hotel.
Dude, but I mean, she didn't go outside the hotel.
Okay, good.
She went with the family to their house, to the hotel. But it was, keep in mind, I didn't understand, like, that terror was like a day or so before she's coming home is when I hear that. So then I'm like, I mean, it was like horrifying, dude.
And were they looking at her strange? Did she say they were staring at her?
No, they were friendly. The family was like, don't talk to them. They're predators. Like, they spotted the dudes immediately. She was staying with like a nice family.
Right.
But it's so weird what's normal. It ain't like going to Australia and you're worrying about like crocs and shit. You're worrying about the deadliest animal of all.
Humans. Humans are the worst. Not only are we animals, we're the worst animal on the planet. Well, out of all the animals, we're the fucking worst.
Worst at what?
At
being nice. I mean,
allowing other animals to live.
Yeah, well, you can just look at
that. And enjoy some of this planet.
I look at the glasses half full.
So we're the best?
Yeah, well, I think
and easily, winning Earth.
That's easily why we're the best. The girthiest.
We won Earth, you fucking crocs.
That's how I've always looked at it. You're so goddamn great. Why didn't you win the Earth? You know?
Where's your thumbs,
Where's
crocs?
Your podcast studios?
Yeah, you got
crocodiles.
So we have a right to take their fucking indigenous.
Show me one crocodile podcast and I'll stop wearing these boots. Of
What's the one with the girl?
I don't know. Look at all the Trump bobbleheads. Why is the Hillary bobblehead statue taller than the Trump bobblehead?
Well, of course, it's real size. It's real.
And why is there a rubber chicken over there? What goes on in this studio?
I have no idea.
We're not here.
I mean, it's wet wipes, and Hillary's standing with a cry, like spread eagle. Like, Hillary's standing like she wouldn't get kicked in a fucking gonads.
Legs akimbo.
It's a nutcracker, the Hillary one.
Oh,
and you put the nuts in between your legs?
Get it?
Oh.
Because that's what she did to Bill!
Or didn't.
Sorry, I lost it for a second. I get so political. I get political.
Yeah, keep tone it down. This isn't a political show.
Anthony's getting out soon, too, right? That's the news. Anthony gets out Thursday and back on the air Monday.
How's he doing? Have you spoke to him?
I only got this last week to go to his house and rob all the stuff, go through his things.
I'm taking that Raptor statue.
I know the house is empty.
I'm stealing his pool. Don't ask me how. Taking his pool. I'm going to fill his pool with black people. But
I want to get to that gun rack.
We're going to have all his guns out playing with him. And then he will not be able to set one foot in that pool because all that nappy head's taking it up.
Oh, that fucking pool is going to look like a fucking...
I want to send Ant back to
Castle. Reality. What's happening going to be in that fucking pool? It's going to be about 14 reruns, two Rogers, nigga.
It's just going to be like black AstroTurf. You won't even see a pool because of all the African-American
heads like a roof
popping up and down. What a terrible way to come back from rehab. Your pool filled. Filled to the brim.
The brim.
Black people can't swim, they say. Then why don't I go to public pools? Answer me that.
Can't we get a marching band and something to fill up his pool before you get home?
We are going to have people stomping his yard. What a sight to greet him from rehab.
Oh, man.
People doing this.
Can't we get the black girls from Bring It On or somebody to get down into his pool?
There will be double dutch everywhere. Guns given out freely.
Oh, God, I want to do that so bad.
How long was Ant's rehab, by the way? 90 days?
5 weeks.
Five weeks?
So a week of detox and then 4 weeks of rehab.
Oh.
Is it like... What's detox for alcohol? It was for alcohol, right?
You just stay in there. I guess you just can't drink for a week.
It's a whole separate facility.
Do they give you juices?
You
could
fucking really. Alcohol withdrawal and benzo withdrawal, those two could kill you. Like opiates, it just sucks, but you'll live.
You don't die.
But yeah, you got to do that really carefully if you're like. How much is he drinking?
I believe that, yeah.
I heard that it wasn't really didn't really have to be in detox, but it's the best way to go.
I see. Yeah.
Just in case, kind of thing.
And plus, if you never did he ever do detox before? If you never did it before in your life, that's your whole life of shit you had.
Yeah,
get it all out, Kurt. You need to get some detox in your life.
Oh my goodness,
coming in here 25 minutes late.
I'm filled with toxins. I was
nothing but toxins.
I was getting toxic all the way down here.
You're just toxins in a button down shirt.
Well, I'm glad Ant went though. It's good. Good for him.
Yeah, man. It's great. It's always great to, you know,
show while he's going.
Get back to home base.
Well, I just don't want a tragedy to happen, man. That's all.
You mean like a tragedy? Like what?
Well, his questionable taste in women with a house full of guns and booze. Bobby laid it out.
You just described my life, you son of a bitch.
No, I mean, I could have ended a lot worse. That's great. I mean, I would have sucked if a fucking... I live in a bunch of states. So I know a bunch of people with that kind of setup, that mixture of alcohol, guns, bad relationship, and it ends bad a lot for people, man. So,
it ends with an episode of Snapped.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. My girl calls it fuck murder when we watch Investigation Discovery. On the next episode of fuck murder.
It's not really murder until you fuck them.
Yeah.
You're going to kill you, bitch.
Oh, is this show just murder? I want to see a fuck murder. Then they always show the people, because everybody was fucking before the murder, you know?
Yeah.
And all of them, I can't believe anybody could get laid. Like, I don't know how you knock. Yeah, you're watching people that three-way must have looked like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrific.
Some brutal three-way. You think a three-way is always worth it, but
I cannot believe any of you killed each other for any of you. Like, I would have killed to get out of that situation you had.
Just some sloppy, fatty.
Always it's in a weird small town.
Buffettoppy. Pittsburgh-y.
It's a town where they move to get away from black people.
And it's worse than any black people wouldn't even put up with that town.
Right. And then it turns out that's where the murder happened that no one ever thought could happen. They're like, we don't understand. There were no black people around.
How could this go
wrong? They always say the same thing. It's like everyone knows each other. And by that, I mean no one's black.
Yes. It's a quiet town.
We literally thought it couldn't.
When I say quiet, I mean no hip hoppers.
Yeah. And it couldn't happen here. And then that's exactly where it fucking happens.
That's all the makings of the thing. You need to make it happen.
Right.
No other races there? Oh, yeah. You're going to turn on yourself and kill each other.
Well, I think people don't get that.
Yeah.
Because I went in bad alt-right hole on yesterday. Because we might get that. Can you get Milo for real? That guy, is it Milo or Milo?
Yeah, that's the gay dude, right?
Milo?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's get him.
So I want to get him real bad now because I've been reading those alt-right
shit. Do you want to fuck him?
Oh, my God.
You want to fuck him right in that sweet fucking Nordic butt?
If by fuck him, you mean he fucks me.
He bleaches his asshole, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well,
that hair? With that hair? With that Justin Bieber hair?
Why stop at the hair?
You don't stop at the hair. The carpets look just as Bieber.
Who invented that asshole bleach, by the way? Not to get so off the topic I just brought up, but
it had to be some porn or some type of, somebody who's taking
it. Who's the applications for this?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Finally, we've invented a safe bleach from.
Maybe you should Google some of the pictures of girls trying to bleach their assholes at home.
Yeah, well,
pictures.
That's a good idea. So anyway, I want to get these all. I want to get Milo.
Wrong.
I want to get Milo on because he's gay.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
No. Oh. I just saw her face and reaction.
He's gay. And remember on Race Wars, that guy Jack Donovan that we called that. Go to gay Tommy called him Pussy Bottom Face.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Guy who's they're all into tribalism and the way of men is the name of that guy's book.
Oh, yeah.
But then all the leaders are gay, which is really weird. I don't know. I think it's because all these are
Is Milo? Milo's not down with that dude, though.
Yeah, I think he is down with that.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We could ask him when he gets here.
Okay, yeah.
Also, they're not too fond of Jews, which is what Milo is.
Not too fun. Oh, he's Jewish.
Yeah.
So he's a gay Jewish dude, conservative.
From what I could tell, he's oh, they don't mean it.
He's holy shit, pick a team, nigga.
Yeah, I know, really. And but this is the thing. So the big part of alt-right shit is you quote average race IQs. This is their favorite thing. It's like the bell curve, right?
Okay, yeah.
Because if you average the IQs together, I don't know if you know, but white people are above black people. Average
Ooh.
IQ. Right. But now, that's on the other hand, Asians are above on average in white people.
Ooh.
But that's somehow...
How does parakeets fit in?
Yeah, they're not superior because they're Asian. Because they've traded
so
too
they
much.
So they're superior with the knowledge, but...
Yeah, white people
can still take them. White people think they can still take them.
White people are the porridge that's just right. I don't know if you know that. Not too much dick smart. Like an animal. The right amount.
The God's amount of dick.
And the right amount of brain, but not too much like a goddamn Asian. Okay, so wait. So this is my favorite part. So they quote these IQ, but then they hate intellectuals and Hollywood, Hollywood elites.
Right.
Just the stuff that Hitler hated.
So are they trying to cut off the elites and just make themselves at the top of the list now?
The thing is, your average IQ you're so happy about, that's who's bringing up your average is intellectuals and elites.
Right. Otherwise,
and also Jews.
Right. If you believe in what they believe.
You're not the one bringing up the white average, pal, online. But they hate the ones bringing up their IQ. So what they don't get is once you get your little dream of this is going to be a white tribal nation or whatever, and then you get rid of the intellectuals and the Hollywood elites.
It just want to be
And
Lord
step
of the
three
flies.
Is white people go back to killing each other.
Lord
like
of the
time.
Flies.
It's going to be Game of Thrones.
Somebody's going to hit piggy in a head full of glasses.
Just yeah, you need. Well, the point is, you need brown people to keep white people from murdering each other, which is what happens on fuck murders on investigations.
But then here's the thing, though, because white people then just kill brown people, and we don't want to be the cushion for you killing yourself.
I want you to stay
kill
there.
Kill yourself.
My beautiful cushion friend, Sherrod. No, we need you. I can't trust. I can't. Not with my Semitic features. I needed some browns around. Contrast. Show that I'm on the side of good.
Yeah, you are the browns if the browns ain't around.
It could be, yeah.
Definitely, Kurt. You ain't the white people that white people call white people.
I'm going to have to dye my hair Milo colors.
Yeah, you better Milo it out. Bleach your eyebrows.
I'm going to have to bleach
your butthole. You want to be on Milo's level.
I'm going to have to bleach my eyebrows and my ass to get in the club.
He looked like a working class Johnny Rocket. Like if Johnny Rocket was been working at a like a
who's Johnny Rocket?
The dude with the fucking hair, a little boy.
Oh, you got a kid child. I forgot. I don't have any kids.
You was a latchkey kid, but you had no TV in there.
We didn't have Johnny Lord's book. I'm old now.
You had the Lord's book.
I had a My Book of Bible Stories.
So what's going on with another dead Jehovah? Let's talk about that for a second.
Who's this is the first
Prince. Man, Prince is the next one who died.
Was he still a Jehovah's Witness?
Yes. They saying that's why the rumor is that he was stopping his meds and stuff.
Why?
Because some kooky Jehovah's Witness minister told him that he was cured.
The rumor that I heard was that
that's a Jehovah's Witness I'm hearing on the street in the
barbershop. Well, they're not allowed to tell you shit. I mean, when I was
in a barbershop, Kurt.
There's a new thing.
There'd be some truth to it, nigga.
Well, what I heard was he.
But I'm just saying, it's another Jehovah. Prince, long-term Michael Jackson, Selena. Why are they all dying so young? Jehovah, dude.
Well, Michael Jackson was taking propofol.
Yeah.
And Prince was taking, he was a long-term opiate addict. Is the
so is it Jehovah's Witnesses are the kings of the big-time drugs that kill you? Is that what you're telling me?
No, you can't mix your opiates and your benzos. I mean,
so how does Jehovah's Witnesses have so much access to all this stuff? Can you tell me that?
Well, Prince does because he was a rich guy. But I don't know that he was still in it, was he?
They actually showed a picture of Prince going into like a Dwayne Reed or something in Minnesota, house. And trying to get...
I remember when Prince, dude.
It's the weirdest picture. It's like, yeah, that's Prince looking like
I was still in it, dude. Prince
was hours before he was found dead.
Really?
Yeah, we can pull up
the picture. He's probably buying the shit to kill him. I think he mixed the benzone and opioid, if I had to guess.
Apparently, he went to a pharmacy 6 miles from his house, so he passed several pharmacies to go there because he already ran out.
He already
knew that he already, yeah.
Is there a way to, like, boost this mic up? Like, can we get a...
You want a higher stand?
Can you get the booster chair that you had for Mike David and put it under my mic? Get his booster seat.
We can get you a higher stand. You don't really have to talk right into it. You could talk over it.
It's like I can't hear it in the earphones if I don't.
I can turn you up.
Yeah, turn the headphones.
I'm not used to these old-timey classic microphones.
He's not used to David Letterman's first
or microphones. Yeah, I also, or broadcasting.
It's the Letterman mic.
Just so I'm not hunched down all the time to talk into it.
Ah, you hunch. Ah, you dirty hunch.
Switch chairs, too. Though.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, switch chairs.
My chair was higher. Is that what the problem is?
Yeah, he's sitting in a baby chair with a grown butt.
That's just going to raise me up, and then I'm further away from the microphone.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, okay.
Bring
fair
physics
enough.
Into it.
All right, well, whatever. I'll just hunch over like an animal.
No, hunch.
Oh, okay.
Will you hunch over for Christ's sakes?
I do anyway. Yeah. I remember Geraldo saw me walking down the street one time from a distance, and he was like, yeah, I see you ape walking down the street with your headphones on. I don't want to disturb you. Like, if I walk, it looks like when
you're a knuckle dragger.
Do you know the footage of Bigfoot when he's mad and he walks away? Like, he's by a log, and he just gets up and walks away. That's when I walk anywhere. It's like Bigfoot footage. It's not cool.
It's like a lot of things have to work for your body to move.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And then if you guys see how I go downstairs.
Oh, my God.
With zero control. I just flail my whole body down the stairs. And that's how I go through life. It's fine. It's working out fine.
He doesn't got too much body that you can contend with.
What would you say? Too much torso?
Way too much torso. You can take over at least
50. Oh, thank you, man. Torso. I am way too much torso.
For no reason.
Like, so, when do you start taking call-ins?
What?
I don't know. I see a call now, 1-877. But what do we take call-ins about?
What?
We got all these news stories here.
What?
Let's see.
What?
Felony for exposing himself in team photo.
I don't see any crime.
Yeah, I don't see a crime either. Did you see this?
Yeah, some high school kid pulled his dick out, I guess, in front of
Hunter Osborne, 19, faces 70 charges for exposing himself in a football team photo.
That's what still naming your kids Hunter he should do sometime.
He exposed a portion of his privates above the waistband of his football pants. Oh, I know what this is, where you just hang your nuts out and you're like, oh, I sat in gum. That's what this is.
White kids love playing games with their dicks.
Yeah. Why do black kids, why do they wait till prison to have that fun? That's my question.
Because you want to be
like. Why do they wait till prison? Forcing it on white kids who've since gotten past it.
That's him right there. There he is. Now, this kid deserves to be in. Come on. Look at that.
Where's the nuts?
Wound up getting printed in the yearbook.
Yeah, the police say that the teenager exposed himself in that team photo that you saw just a moment ago, and it was all on a dare. CBS 5 Star Stahl.
Look at these local news people. Good God almighty.
Good evening. The students I spoke with here at Red Mountain High School are coming to the defense of this 19-year-old senior, saying the punishment he's facing
is
far
too. Is it a high school?
Yeah.
Police, he's a 19-year-old senior.
Had a birthday in the middle of the year. I'm trying to call him retarded. Plus the math don't add up.
The 27-year-old senior is shown here.
He was born in a leap year.
Was disgusted with himself.
He made a kind of dumb mistake a little bit, but I don't think that he should be charged so heavily for that.
A neighbor says Osborne is
that him? Why does he look 30 right there?
The attention of these 70 felony charges
going on in our community that should be addressed far faster and a lot more importantly than a high school prank.
Now, based on the number of people nearby when the photo was taken, Osborne was booked on 69 counts of misdemeanor.
Are you for real?
69?
69 counts?
It says 70.
Furnishing a harmful item to minors.
Furnishing a harmful item to minors.
Your teammates? You can't show your teammates your nutsack no more.
Oh, right. So if you're a teenager and you even just do a dick pic, that's child pornography, right? If you're under a certain...
other kids.
Depending on what age, yeah.
Come on.
What a weird, that's a, you know, I got in trouble in senior year. Well, I didn't get called for the one. For one day, when we did our little class pictures,
right?
And we had our little senior superlatives, it was called. So I think I was class artist or something. But I remember stuffing my pants. But realistically, just so it looked like, you're like, is he hard right now? And I did that, and I didn't get in trouble. And then
get in trouble.
No, and then I drew this card. Then this is what I got in trouble for, the school paper. I drew this little cartoon, and they did something that they changed. I don't remember why they changed it, but I got pissy about it, and I drew, subliminal dicks into the drawing, in the folds of the clothes on people, and, one of the desks that was a dick. But when subliminal, I mean pretty obvious if you looked at it.
They caught it.
Of course, but also I bragged about it to everybody I knew. Yeah. Hurt. But I think some teacher was looking at it, I was like, is that a dick? So they tried to keep me from graduating because I did that.
Really?
And I stuck to my guns. I was like, I drew the picture. I passed it around to my friends to show them. I'm sure one of them probably did it. And I stuck to my guns. And then my mom, who had never backed me up against authority,
right?
She was like, well, you don't have any proof. When they called her in. Because the guy was
it's
mad.
The best day of your life when your parents.
It was so mad.
Pick up for you in front of authority figures.
I never saw it happen before. And they were so. And my mom believed me too, but I was flat out lying, obviously. And they were so mad. I remember the assistant principal, there was a fire drill, and I wasn't allowed to leave the building during the fire drill.
Yeah. They wanted you to burn up.
And the secretary goes, no, he has to be able to leave the building because of the fire drill. He goes, yeah, escort him. And I had this history teacher, who's actually a cool dude, and this other guy escort me. Guards escort me. And my history teacher was laughing. I mean, he was crying laughing. He goes, did you put all these dicks in the paper? So he thought it was the funniest shit. Mr. Vito, I think his name is. He's awesome teacher.
How did they stop you from graduating over some nonsense?
They couldn't. And so they didn't. But that's the kind of horse shit they do. And
because
high school is where
what
they teach you to be a coward, you know? Toms River High School East.
Ugh.
And the assistant principal.
You're all about
Mr.
Little League
Azzolini.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Toms River, New Jersey.
It was Toms River East, yeah. And
if you was a star Little League player, they would have let you draw all the dicks you wanted.
Dude, this dude, Mr. Azzolini, his name was. He goes, you've disgraced yourself. You've disgraced the school. You've disgraced your family. It's true. To this day, my family is like, remember when you put those dicks in the school paper?
And kill grandma, you bastard.
I don't understand why high school, Dave, it's really important that I'm going to put this idea in your head that high school is important. I think it's because a bunch of adults do this for a living. They need you to believe that this is really important. So they're like.
It's control.
But first, you get out, I'm like, wow, not one part of this mattered.
No, high school is important to graduate. Here's why it's
right. No, it is because you
don't
want to
be an adult saying that you didn't graduate.
No, you don't. It's literally just that. It's the status of graduating, and that's it.
Yeah,
but nothing else.
Well, it's some. Well, you can't get to college unless you graduate from high school. So if you're going on the college, learn.
Some people still do with fucking GEDs.
Some people learn a trade, go on to learn trades, and
what about socializing with people, learning social skills? You know.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to graduate to do that.
If you're homeschooled, though. You're.
And you don't have to go to college.
A weirdo.
Yeah, you can be. A
yeah.
But you also could be, you know, smoother.
You could go. You know, that depends on your homeschool. Like, if your parents are fucking weird, how weird your parents are. Because I met a lot of homeschool people.
That's regular, dude.
It just goes up and down. Some of them are like, their parents are just so goddamn smart that they're better off. Their parents teaching them. Some
of
them
motherfuckers who were homeschooled who didn't have a choice. They had to get homeschooled because the school was like this. They ain't coming in here. I got thrown out and nobody would take
them. So what was that day? What was their homeschooling then?
Wasn't good.
An hour of Rich Kids of Beverly Hills a day.
Wasn't good.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant to ask you. So did Magic Johnson make a deal where he'll never die? He made a deal with the devil that he'll never die, but his son has to become AIDS itself.
His son had to become the
living embodiment. His son, it's like AIDS. His son is like the spirit of AIDS.
Like God said, magic. I
like the picture of Dorian Gray, but magic looks better and better. His son just gets AIDS. Dude, I'm watching a show. The one guy, not him, not EJ.
Oh, the guy with the nose.
The one guy, yeah, the nose guy. The other gay guy.
Is that the Karen from the show?
No, the gay guy. No, not that guy. I know that guy. Okay.
All right.
The other gay guy, they did this like.
Oh, yeah, the other gay
guy. He's waiting to find out his AIDS results.
Okay.
Which, by the way, there's some pill I don't even know about you can take that just makes you not get it. If you take it every day, you can fuck somebody
with it.
And you just won't get it. Yeah,
there he is.
EJ.
And listen,
he looks healthy there.
He's a good looking kid. I like EJ. He's himself.
I hated everyone on that show.
He's, well, yeah, that show makes you hate Rich Kids.
I mean, I don't get it.
Even that Asian girl.
Dude, Rich Kids.
You gotta see the episode when they go to China where her father owns the fucking mall and they shut the mall down. And
yeah.
It's the biggest mall you ever saw in your life. And they shut it down just so they can go walk around and shop it.
I would say, bye, Felicia, to her.
I wanted an AIDS woman to come in there and sweep them all up.
Oh, yeah, to be fair to EJ Johnson, they're all AIDS. Like, yeah. All the people on the show are just the worst.
Yeah.
But the fucking one guy, the white gay guy.
It's pretentious nonsense.
So he's getting his HIV results,
like
okay?
Yeah.
So the doctor, he comes in, he goes, okay, I have some news. Cut to commercial. I'm like, you fucking.
Oh, they teased it. Yeah, they're going to tease you out.
Then it comes back, and he's like, he's sitting there, like, goes, I have some news. You don't have HIV. Like, you piece of shit. What are you drawing out, AIDS results?
You knew he wasn't going to have it.
Don't say I have some news first. And also, then I'm watching, the guy doesn't have HIV, like I was praying for him to have.
You weren't praying for him. It would be nice if the doctor said, you don't have HIV, but you got junior HIV.
I wouldn't pray for someone to have HIV. First of all, he's rich. It's not going to do nothing to him.
You can save him.
He'll just win like Charlie Sheen with it.
Yeah, you're not going to.
If you're rich, it's the disease of winners.
Yeah. I mean, like, that was 10 years ago. Now, if you're middle class, you can survive HIV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while.
Even homeless people, if you got some kind of subsidy, they'll give you a medication.
Remember Nick Mullen was telling us about those guys that there's these dudes in New York that where they have HIV and then you get free housing, so they get it up to full blown so they can get the housing.
And
try to get it back.
I mean, I'd rather live on the streets than have myself for a
Yeah, if you'll get mad. I mean, yeah, you're taking advantage of the system, but what a way to do it, man.
I'm taking advantage of the system. It's the system taking advantage of you.
Yeah, that's a good better way to
put it. I got to get HIV just to get a place on 14th.
That's my only... The point is, I think I'm going to get this apartment that I wanted. Remember that apartment I was looking at? I think I found a way. If I can just kick my HIV up.
I love if you have to get in a building and then they throw you out for a noise complaint.
Dude, what? Who is the cop that fucking really brought 69? Like, Red Mountain... Arizona, or was it Mesa, Arizona? Is that how slow Mesa, Arizona is? They could fucking give this guy 69 charges.
For one, exposing yourself to your high school football.
Which, what a hilarious square town that they're like, not even, we can't say 69 charges, guys. They didn't even warn it. What?
They didn't even think that's a sexual.
Why is everyone laughing when we say that? You have 69 charges.
Dude, that's dumb.
Wow. Yeah, well,
his young boy to be on his record for his whole life.
Oh, is that the magic? They got the Magic Johnson's secret cure for AIDS. They ground his money up.
Stop. They ground the money up and made it a fucking AIDS remedy.
An AIDS elixir.
AIDS Tussin.
Yeah, he couldn't figure
AIDS
out why he was alive.
Bone. Let that AIDS Tussin have soaked in.
Oh. Dude, it's not. I don't even. That's not, the one you got to worry about if you're straight is herpes the most. That's the one that.
But you can still get HIV. Stop telling you.
You can, but it's
still got
likelihood.
Jehovah's Witness way to survive Earth. You can still get HIV if you're straight.
Okay, I'm gonna. You can.
It's not God's
disease. You absolutely can. It's a thing of probabilities. But I'm telling you, if you look at the statistics, even shooting it up with a needle,
right,
is still a 1 in 100 shot of getting it.
But what if I'm fucking prostitutes, the cheap ones too, raw dog?
Well, you really want that apartment?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it if I like it or not.
I'm getting that apartment.
Yeah, but you can get a whole bunch of other shit, gonorrhea. You can get a bunch of shit to burn your dick up.
Well, the only thing I ever had was HPV, nothing else. How the fuck did that happen?
You never had crabs? Everybody had crabs.
No.
I had crabs. Wow.
No, that's dirty. I would look down on that.
This was back in college, though, and I shaved it off and used that dumb shampoo. But I used the shampoo after I shaved it off.
What was the shampoo?
I wasn't taking
it. What was it? Tartar sauce?
I was like, I'll show you shampoo. I shampooed the hair on me separate. I put it over here. Now to get the crabs.
You didn't just put the tuft in an aquarium and watch.
And watch him grow into a beautiful society.
There's like little, do you know right now his crab aquarium, there's little rocket ships taking off and shit. They've advanced that much.
I remember the girl who gave me crabs. Hot girl too.
How'd she give it to you?
Fucking. By fucking.
Oh. She gave you a card.
He's so Jehovah. He don't know how this stuff
works. How do you get him? There's a birthday card.
Well, I didn't read my Bible.
Did she give it to you in a box? Sort of.
Well, it was Maryland, so they just fit in with all the other crabs now.
That's more of a Maryland disease, I find.
Yeah, maybe.
So what happened?
I had sex with
How old were you?
I was 18.
18? And then how did you discover you had them?
By them biting me, and I looked at them like, wait, why is this shit crawling on my fucking dick?
What does it feel like when they bite them?
Pain. It hurts like shit.
Yeah?
Yes, nigga. Oh, you're laughing and giggling?
I'm just wondering, like, would you just
it
be
hurts
sitting somewhere?
You just sitting like this. Aye. Yikes.
Like your dick is like a bug zapper and you're like, oh.
And then you're just talking, trying to keep conversation, but you're just punching yourself in the
dick. Crabs are biting you? Yeah.
Anyway, this was weird.
I didn't know what happened. I guess it's just lice, right?
Yeah, it's like lice, yeah.
Did you know like something weird that like
but I didn't know this. Once you use the shampoo, you can never catch it. I never caught it again.
Oh.
You can never get it again after you use
why?
It. I don't know what that's what they told. That's what was on the bottle.
Crabs are racist.
You never get it again if you use the shampoo.
Dude, did you know that so crabs and then head lice, they used to be the same kind of animal, but because we have less hair, like there's not this big
that they can travel.
There's not a continent of hair between your head and your pubes. It's like a little island. So a pubic lice evolved a little different. They're a different species.
It's kind of like when you find a lake that's cut off from the ocean.
Yeah.
And then some dolphins just got stuck there.
Yeah.
They got jobs and they got cell phones and stuff. Different from the other dolphins.
The advanced lice. Now, I don't know who the superior lice are. I'd have to have a microscope and see what color their skin is.
But that can happen with humans too, you know.
What?
Like just being isolated for so long that you change.
Yeah, that's why I saw the hills have eyes. I know about science.
Weather and food really dictate how you look.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, your diet and where you live determine where you look.
You're saying your people ate a lot of fudge? How does the food do it?
It's your melatonin in your skin, you asshole. It's not because you
I know that. Foods. Listen, I know that.
It's like, we only ate Snickers bars in Africa. Okay. For years and years.
I know you can only catch that if you have sex during a period. You can only catch black.
Yeah, you only
catch. I'm not ignorant. Look up. How do you catch powder? Wow. Remember Powder? And by the way, that director of Powder that he's got on the screen now, that was also the director of Jeepers Creepers, who is that famous pedophile that like...
Is it really?
Yeah, transferred a boy across straight lines so he could fuck him. And then it came out. And then, but he's still... Honestly, I still want to see what ends up with Jeepers Creepers.
Wait
Here's the thing.
Wait.
He should be drummed out of the business, but he's got to finish the Jeepers verse.
First of all, how white is this director that he's fucking kids?
He's no, he's like South American. What's his name? Do you guys know?
Spanish dude?
Yeah. Victor Salva?
Victor DeSalva.
And he took a boy across state lines. Is this right?
Yeah, it was a big fat pedophile. And I think he lost some weight.
Powder, the whole movie's supposed to be about a pedophile's dream.
What do you mean?
This kid that can, like, touch things and bring you back to life and give you life.
Yeah, but I, like, I remember hearing that, but I don't get how.
Oh, wait a minute. That's that? Why he was wearing old man's clothes?
It was just like, if only there could be a hairless adult boy.
Dressing him up like his grandfather.
Look at this beautiful boy. His porcelain skin. I mean,
what? It wasn't a pedophile movie?
What? At the end of Powder, what happened? It turned out he was lightning. Are you saying like Powder is represents pedophiles?
He goes back to the lightning.
Yeah.
And one day all pedophiles will go back to the lightning? Is that what that is?
I've always heard the rumor that it was like a secret insider pedophile movie.
Well, you know, whatever happened. Remember Corey Feldman was going to drop a bombshell of all these secret pedophiles in the business?
No.
But you had to buy his book to find out who was. Did that book ever come out, or we all just forget about it?
It's not worth buying a book.
Yeah.
The FBI said it's not worth buying a book.
Even the cops are like, I got to get to this whole chapter about your band. The Michael Jackson years. And then that's the weird thing, because he always said Michael Jackson was not molesting anyone.
Yeah, he thought he was Michael Jackson reincarnated when Michael Jackson was still alive. Remember, he used to do live performances.
That's right.
When Michael Jackson. It was some footage of him in Jersey performing Michael Jackson for some reason. It's like,
well, he used to do this song with his band where he'd take his old Michael Jackson outfit and put it in a steamer trunk and then pour rubbing alcohol on it and then light it on fire. And the song was called, like, What Do You Want Me to Be or something. The reason I know is because David Cross would go to see his band wherever they played because he loved the Corey Feldman band.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Hey, David Cross.
Yeah, because it's hysterical. It's like the worst.
It's pretty funny.
L.A. is a whole different fucking beast, man.
Yeah.
That's when I watch Rich Kids of Beverly Hills where I'm like, wow, they exist on a whole different plane.
It's like being inside a fucking dome.
Just like imagine a world where all the worst shit where you're like, oh, that's popular, where that's the coolest thing ever. And that's L.A. And then, of course, because it all comes from there.
It's called the future, too.
Just
stay alive long enough. You'd be like this. Holy shit, I'm ready to die.
Yeah, look at that. Wow, he really did duplicate it. What? How old was he there? How old was Corey Feldman?
He's well at like 30.
He was in his 30s.
He's a grown man dressed up like Michael Jackson.
That's how fucked up it is.
That you can walk around.
And dude, think of how much like that black people love Michael Jackson to the point where a lot of, except for Cat Williams, I will say, thinks he's a pedophile. I don't really know. I mean, honestly, I don't know if he's just a gay guy, but black people, like, he didn't do it. Like, black people love Michael Jackson, but there ain't nobody black in their 30s who was going to dress like Michael Jackson.
No.
That's like, where's that cool? You're 30 to dress like that.
To still be doing this, like, you're him, is embarrassing. It's like me still walking around with a Reggie Jackson.
But that's because you don't have no friends in your life, right? That's
zero.
What that is.
Everybody in your life is in your life because you either paying their bills.
Right.
Or they getting something from it because they not saying, hey, nigga, sit down.
Fucking,
take off your leather jacket with 7,000 zippers.
I told you that shit before, right, about Big J when he pressures grandma into buying him MC Hammer pants when he was 13. Did Jay tell this story on the show?
That's Jay.
He got his grandma to buy him the, and I mean exact replica, golden MC Hammer. Because there were other versions of them that weren't as extreme.
I know the gold pair you're talking about.
For the first
video.
Day of school, he had them.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
In Philadelphia?
He told me all about this. And
this was in Philly.
He came downstairs in his fucking hammer pants, and his mom and stepdad laughed so hard. They didn't tell him he can't wear them. They just laughed so hard, like they couldn't help it, and he just turned around and walked back up and changed it and put it, and they never took them out again. And they were like really expensive. They were like $200 pants, says grandma.
You know what, Jay makes some, that's why I love Big Jay, because Jay makes some bold choices.
Yeah, like poor Corey Feldman.
Learn who you are, though, nigga. Make some wrong.
But Corey Feldman, when he came downstairs, his parents, instead of laughing at him, they fucking were just like, oh, honey, where's those checks? They just took all his fucking money.
Yep.
But luckily, Jay was worth nothing.
He worth zero, and they could.
So they just had to love him.
Lock him to his face and make him a better person.
Yeah, but that's all. Like, remember, when I worked on the Sheen Roast, he had a collection of guys. I used one joke I wrote for Shatner about where he goes, don't feel bad. Like, I know another guy who was kind to whores and always had 12 losers with him, and the Jews crucified him, too.
Yeah.
But Sheen always had 12 losers with him at all time, and it was just like a guy. Well, now, I guess my
that black dude who's always...
A guy with gray in his beard with a undershirt under his, you know, like, with a long johns under a t-shirt look.
Yeah.
Where you're like, dude, you're like, I'm 30, I'm going to be 39 in May. You're like, dude, you're wearing...
He's like 50-something?
Sheen is, yeah.
Oh, who was his boy, though?
Had to be in their 40s or...
Yeah.
Like Cato Kalins. There's a bunch of Cato Kalins around.
Yeah. Arrested Development. They live in on somebody's property. And
actually, sounds pretty great. That's, I wish it wasn't too late for me to have that Cato Kalin life. Yeah.
Somebody's pool house.
They murder their wife.
I heard a thump on a wall. I was eating Kentucky Fried.
I was eating a bowl of cereal at 6 in the evening. And I heard,
I heard the thump of a bitch dying.
I had just woke up and hit a bong when I looked out the window and I...
to my dismay.
And then it was 3 a.m. and OJ's like, I'm just golfing. Nothing. Nothing's going on.
Me and OJ went to McDonald's and he bought, of course.
And he goes, and he asked me to get a lot of wet naps for him.
Wow.
And then he asked me what I think love is. And if the dick can come back.
Cato. Is Cato still working? He's still
working. I just saw a clip of him on something.
Was he in
like,
the Sharks Attacks or some shit? That shark movie, Sharknado?
Sharknado, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See? That's where everybody ends up. That's like Vegas of 90s actors, Sharknado. Yeah,
like the bad room of Vegas.
Like, hey, you want to work in the Sharknado?
It's like yeah, he's opening for Shucky Green.
Yeah. But that is the future of weather.
Is it, Kurt?
I don't know. Weather's sucked every day. Every day here for the last fucking...
Only a couple days.
It's just every time I go out of town and I come back, I'm like, still?
It's worse here, yeah.
I'm like, it's still not fucking.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing. It was 70 degrees on Christmas. So, yeah, shit is fucking evening itself out.
Wait, yeah, that's a little weird.
A little weird?
Yeah, well, it's a time of the end. Obama's president. Now, listen, he doesn't have much time left to be the Antichrist. I figured it would have happened by now, but he's still got a few months to institute.
He's going out right, too. Did you see the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Wow. No, I didn't see it. Well,
Larry Wilmore hosted it.
Really?
Yeah. It was Saturday.
Oh, I always miss it. I am invited, but I don't go.
If Louis C.K. ain't there, Kurt don't know nothing about it.
Was he there?
He wasn't there.
Oh.
If he was there, you'd be like this. Louis brought me to Louis.
I would say that, yeah.
Why don't you write in your fucking Louis admiring face? That nigga sent some work a black man's way, fucking bastard.
He did. That black man's name is Greer Barnes, Stevenson? And he was happy
William
out the
Stevenson.
Door.
I said William.
Mums. It was George Wallace's mums, Greer Barnes.
Yeah, William Stevenson. Stop leaving William off.
What was William on it?
He was on every show Louis had.
Oh, no, I just thought he meant the one I did. Oh. That's all. Oh. I would be glad to have William Stevenson there. No, nothing against William Stevenson.
Yeah, me in the future? Yeah, I like him.
What's the next news?
Shut up, Kurt, with your dumb news.
Whoa! Tupac Shakur's mother, Afeni Shakur, dies?
Yeah, she died yesterday.
At 69?
10:30 p.m.
What is this? Two 69s in a row of news stories, dude. What's going on?
It's sad.
Yeah.
Mama wrote Dear Mama before back in 95.
300 in black years, as you like to tell me.
What?
I don't know. What is it in black years? 69.
Oh, 69.
It's like 300 years old. Remember Patrice's joke that he's 40? That's like 200 in black years?
Yes. She died in California, right? She lived in Cali.
Yeah. What did she die from?
She had the same thing Prince had.
What? Oh, no way. Really?
Oxygen getting to her lungs. No, I don't know.
What was she taking?
No, I'm joking. I don't know what she did.
She's talking about cocaine.
What? It wasn't no cocaine.
Let's see. She opened up a dark battle with drugs. Oh, she used to be on cocaine. Well, I don't give a shit if she did cocaine. Remember that guy who tried to come out and say Oprah did smoke crack with him back in the day?
Yeah, she said she did.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, how did you really miscalculate it? I was like, yeah, she's like way cooler now.
And she smoked crack and she turned into Oprah? Goddamn.
Like, Oprah, yeah.
Accomplished everything.
That's fucking amazing.
I mean, is she a superwoman?
I've never smoked crack and I'm like, what? Where's my Oprah success?
You never smoked crack in your life.
Well, here's what I did.
I'm not
going to
sit here and let you just say that and let these people believe that shit.
I will tell you what I did do. With, shit, I don't even know if I should say the names of the comic, but you know
I'll
him.
I'll say the name, but do that.
But we were at a club, and, one night.
A comedy club or a club?
Comedy club.
Okay.
One night, and this is, another comic told me this day before I got there, two cops had brought him the shit we were doing.
Okay.
Yeah, two cops had brought the shit.
Okay, so this is a good white guy.
I better not say who any of this is. All right. So, because they love this guy. So I hung out with him, and, so he had this Coke, and it was, it was like all gummy. It must have had like too much kerosene in it or something. Okay. So then there's two of us, these fiends that we were like, dude, I'll get a plate because there's a microwave in the green room and we'll just heat it up on the plate, try to like dry it out.
In the green room. This is great.
So we put it in.
That's a great story.
And then it just turned even worse and like glue. I'm like, yeah, this sucks. Well, this ain't going to work. We were so mad because we thought we were going to have Coke.
Yeah, I don't think if you could put it in a microwave too, it's going to work out in the microwave, but yeah.
It does with dry if you do it. A hot plate will puff it up.
Right.
I learned that from this guy in Harlem, this fucking dude I thought I was going to get in a fight with, and then we ended up hanging out instead.
That's everybody you ever meet in your life.
I know. A lot of people. I end up, we're about to fight, and I don't know what happens.
It's always the argument. You go like this, why you make me feel this way?
And then I don't, not, maybe I did. You know, I never remember how it happened. But I just remember there's a little bit of cum in my beard. Anyway, so I just took my cigarette and just dipped it in this glue. I'm like, I'm just going to see if anything works. So I smoked this outside. This like wad of shit was at the end of a cigarette. And it tasted like glue too, by the way. I'm smoking.
So you think maybe it was glue in it?
No, it's kerosene does that.
Just a kerosene.
From what I understand.
Okay.
This dude, this comic that you know, is something of an expert.
Okay.
Okay. So I came back in. I went, oh, shit. Like, so I don't know what I mean, I smoked something. I mean, that's not the right way to do it. Well, I don't know that that's crack.
That was freebasing.
So it's something akin to freebasing, even if done shittily.
Yeah, Don Cheadle.
And I was high
as fuck.
He's
my favorite actor, Don Cheadle.
Do you with Don Cheadle?
Yeah, he's Don Cheadle's brother.
I went, oh, my God. So that's the closest I got to that ever. You never actually smoked freebased ever?
No, I smoked everything ever.
I smoked heroin once.
I mean, one time, it was this prostitute.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. This was really in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I couldn't find pot. You know what? You do some dangerous things when you can't find pot.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, fuck it, what's next?
In Philly, I did all the time. In Philly, I bought shit. I remember.
What's next?
Yeah, I bought ecstasy off some guy in the street, and it was like garbage. Like, the only drug you can get from a weirdo that comes out of nowhere.
Weed.
Sometimes, but acid.
Look at weed and say, okay, this is garbage, but I can deal with it.
Yeah.
This is good.
Acid, though, you should get that from a random dude, like, want some acid? Like, that's usually good.
Yeah, because acid.
Any other drug, you should know your.
Acid is one of those things that get even better the longer you got it.
Right, right.
So if it's laying around.
Is that right?
I think so.
No shit.
I had some good acid from that trooper that time.
Yeah?
The U.S. trooper, remember? Didn't I give you some of it? No.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I gave some to Seamus.
Oh, Seamus. Yes. You don't need it.
And this was from a straight up my boy who's a fucking hero. A ranger. He's an army ranger.
Yeah.
He's like, they did like 4 or 5 tours, man. It's crazy.
Okay, remember the girl who used to work at Cellar with the dreads that I bought that used to sell acid? Remember her?
Dreads.
There's a white girl with dreads who used to work at the Cellar.
With the big head?
With the big hair.
White skin?
Yeah. She was like a little bit Japanese, so that's why she had a little bit.
Right, right. I know you're talking about, yeah.
So we ended up.
Brooklyn or something?
No.
She's
from
her.
All over. Yeah. Well, she sold me acid.
Okay, I think I remember, yeah.
And she sold it with Xanax, which is good, because if it's too much for you, you could take Xanax. And
bring you back down?
By the way, let's make the whole show about drugs while Ant's in rehab. So she sold me a shit, and then it was really strong, okay?
Right.
And I thought it wasn't shit, because I just tasted like paper, and I was used to having a little, like,
acid to get your money. I only took acid maybe 2-3 times in my life.
Wow.
I started smoking pot at 25, 26, so, and drinking late.
Well, that's what the Xanax for. That was cool about the Xanax part, because it was great. The Xanax calmed me right down. You just go to sleep.
Acid fucking took me to another.
Well, this shit was the best fucking acid, dude. I never had anything as good as this.
The one crazy. That I had was great. And Seamus actually still got one of his. I was like, how do you still have it? I gave it to you years ago.
Yeah.
He still got it in a little plastic thing.
You never know when it's going to be time.
He's like, he's saving it for when he go to Vegas or some shit.
That's a terrible place to do acid. Vegas?
You know me. I'm just like you. As soon as somebody give me something, I go like this. Thanks.
Yeah, I do, but I'm a little more careful.
Saving it for nothing. Like, I'm doing it right here. What I'm saving it for?
I do. I'm real picky with it. Like, I won't fucking.
Now it's only weed for me. Now I'm just a weed dude.
Yeah. The old Todd Bridges sobriety, we call it.
Yeah.
California sober.
What do you talk about? Willis treatment.
I am Willis sober now. Oh, powder too.
That's
got everything. A pedophile.
I think Kurt's actual chest is whiter than Powder's, by the way.
Yeah, it's just hairier. See the difference between me and Powder? Powder was hairless.
Yeah.
Now imagine a much hairier Powder coming at you.
With 30% more torso.
Imagine a Powder that no pedophile would touch. That's the one. Imagine unfuckable Powder, if you will.
You look too much like the pedophile to be molested by a pedophile. You'd be like, you're looking in the mirror for the motherfucker.
You don't know what a pedophile looks like.
I'm touching me.
It could be anyone.
He has a boy.
That's the fucking greatest.
You look like a grown man with a boy head.
It's fucking great. Battered toast. Guys.
Like when they take the mask off on that big monster on Mad Max and it's just a boy face. It's like he was a boy the whole time. A retarded boy.
He has the mind of a child. Blaster. Oh, Blaster. You don't understand. Yeah, I remember that. I just watched that recently. Thunderdome.
Thunderdome's one of the best ones. One of the best ones out of all.
The best one is when we watch on your birthday. The new one.
The new one. That was great.
You guys like New Mad Max? What do you say?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
I'm so envious of you because you
didn't like it?
You didn't like it?
No, it was ridiculous.
As a Mad Max or just...
Fucking loved it.
Yeah, in general. I don't
know. You don't like that Charlize Theron was in charge.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded.
Of course I like her, but you know.
You don't like a woman in charge. You ain't voting for Hillary, are you?
Dude, that movie was like nonstop fucking...
He
awesome.
Said she was the Hillary of Mad Max film.
Yeah, dude, right that when they grab him at the beginning.
I wanted more
when all the powders grab him. You wanted what?
I wanted more fucked up shit to happen.
Like
know?
What?
Just seemed slow. It just seemed like they were driving too
Mad
much.
I loved it.
Fury Road seemed slow to you?
What
it
you
seemed like
I
had 1 second to breathe the whole movie.
It's like 9/11 seemed kind of
slow. Not going fast enough in the cars.
Oh.
The guy with the guitar and the flames too slow.
I thought that was the stupidest part, that fucking guy on the guitar.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was the awesome
that was
part.
Society.
The doof.
That's shit that I can see happening.
He was so happy, too, when he had his guitar.
We used to have drummer boys drum in front of the army. Yeah, we're going to have a dude with a guitar.
All right.
It's definitely human nature.
You like them drinking all the breast milk at the fetch?
No, that was nice.
I'm playing taps, nigga.
A whole band with the army. I never understood that.
Yeah, one general used to kick a soccer ball out into the fucking battlefield. Kick a soccer ball, kicking soccer while people shooting at him.
I see, they used to have the flute player. And then I guess they find the other flute player and flute it out during the battle.
It's always some type of musician involved in every battle. And every war we got is a musician. Motherfucking.
We can't not have a musical. Hold on.
We had the Booga Wooga Booga Boy from Company B. Motherfucker have no gun. He had a horn and a drinking problem.
Oh, shit. You remind me Captain America's coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think everybody's getting together to have another comedian night out for a comedy night.
Ooh, we're going to go see Captain America Civil War.
Thursday?
With Spider-Man in it?
Spider-Man.
Will you go see that, dude? It seems they only figure you out. Would you go see Captain America Civil War?
Yeah, sure.
He ain't gonna like it.
Nah, I might like it.
What was like any of them?
What was the last one you did like? What was exciting enough that you enjoyed the last action type of Marvel something?
Yeah, Star Wars was pretty cool. I liked the last Star Wars. Okay. Wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
I actually kind of got like... I
was
remember
it bad or it was good?
No,
got,
it was
like,
good.
Sleepy during it. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I was like... But I liked it. But I was like... I didn't feel like... I was like, oh, there's like really... For kids, this thing like,
yeah,
it was like a thing I remember being more, and also it was a lot of the same shit.
You
know what I didn't like?
You went a Han Solo to say, "Get off my plane."
I liked the emo Darth Vader a lot. I liked him.
Yeah,
I didn't like. I didn't like that they just made a bigger Death Star. Like you seriously? That's your fucking plan? You just make a much bigger Death Star that also has one weak point? Like, does anybody bring this up? Guys, here's my new plan.
They should have made it more complicated.
Here's the problem. It wasn't big enough. There will still be one perfect spot to destroy. I just like every time that's your plan.
I think it's been a butt of so many jokes that it was one spot that they shouldn't have did it in that movie.
It's like the movie's illogical.
But I like the way the direction they took it.
Yeah, well, I thought fucking...
I didn't like that the only black dude that a couple people got angry about was the sanitation worker.
I know, it adds up.
Best job, you sons of bitches.
That's the fucking... I've been doing that joke about it that they're like space Nazis, but they're cool because they hired that black guy, you know? Like, they did take a chance on him. Like, spoiler alert, he was not the best employee.
No, not when it came to sanitation. Made him look a bad employee, too.
He was not a great employee. We'll put it that way.
Where was the rest of him? What family did he come from? Did robots make him?
He came from the Lando family.
They didn't say that. Lando got curly hair. Lando ain't the same. They ain't the same kind of Negro. I put everybody on Lando's ticket.
He had to have come from Cloud City. I've only seen one other black guy in the show.
Have you heard the rumor that Rey is a clone of Luke Skywalker's cut-off hand?
No, I didn't hear that.
And who's that?
Rey, the girl.
Wow, that's a good deal. Oh.
She's a clone from Skywalker's hand. That's why she has such good power with the Force.
This bitch's name is Hand? Wow. Hand Skywalker?
If that's true, though, and her, she started with as a grown man's hand, she finger popped the shit out of herself now. She can't get that hand off her coochie.
Yeah.
Not again. Oh, Uncle Luke Hand.
God damn, this Uncle Luke Hand constantly washing me. Uncle Luke.
You wake up, it's choking her.
She's going to hand him back the lightsaber, just starts fucking herself with it. Uncle Luke! He's like, what? It's just masturbating. You're just my hand.
You can't stop. That's not illegal.
I've been fucking my hand my whole life. I'm going to stop now.
If it's a clone, it's just masturbation.
Why can't I turn my hand into fucking Daisy Ridley? What is the Star Wars science that I can turn this hand into a talented young...
She's a cutie, that one.
I think she's a lesbian.
What? Okay.
Just simply based on her forehead size. And I know phrenology is not popular nowadays.
Right, but I still measure
skulls. I'm devoted to it.
Come on here, measure her skull. Yep, lesbian.
I measured her skull.
What we got, seven and one-eighth inch?
If her skull is longer than my dick, she doesn't like dick. That is phrenology 101.
Is that the truth? I believe in it. I think that adds up.
I don't know. She could just be British. How they all come to. I don't know. But she was good. No, I didn't have no problem. I didn't have any problem with her being like super great at it.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah. Oh, she's.
See, what I'm saying though about head.
That's a good looking girl. Yeah, she got a
like she stuck her thumb in her mouth and went like. Yeah, okay, take the picture now.
She light bulbed it a little.
Yeah, a little bit light bulby. That's
I think she'll grow into it. She's only 24. She's going to grow into that head.
Really?
Yeah, Kurt. Don't think you have to grow into your dumb head.
Zoom in on the head.
Zoom in on the head, yeah.
Did Christina Ricci grow into her head?
Her titties did.
Owen Benjamin did.
Small.
Her titties balanced it out. Yeah. She used to be a, yeah, oh, she's
she had the same size head as Owen Benjamin when she was dating Owen Benjamin. Do you know Owen? Yeah, have you ever seen him in person? He's big as shit. Yeah. Owen Benjamin?
I'm not in person, no.
He is the handsomest man with gigantism I've ever seen in my life. This is at the handsomest Andre the Giant disease head
he looked
you
like...
can shoot for. So he's a lucky dude.
If Brad Pitt got stung by bumblebees in his head or something.
Yeah.
Africanized bees. There we go.
Africanized bees. Yeah,
that's a better stink. Bumbles don't stink.
My sister was Africanized in college, and we were all against it.
Well, it's too late.
She's been Africanized.
I had to break the news to you, but so was your mother.
My mother was never Africanized.
Yeah, they don't fall far from the tree.
Although I will say, when I buy shoes, I have to go to wherever black guys go, because they never have my size other than at the black guy store.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that a thing?
14.
But what, like white guys don't have, yeah, white guys got big feet.
But I never find, oh, I got to like go to like regular, a hood store.
You don't have to go to like a big and tall store.
Right. Just a place, yeah, like.
Regular black store.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Or I haven't, and by the way, that's not even surefire. That's not even a surefire. I got to go. I'm 14. What do you got? And they go, here's what we got. And then I'll get like, you know, some tan and green shoes. Or some
give
Adidas.
Give us like a nurse boots.
Some Adidas, yeah. I got some Adidas that are a size too small. That
this
I go,
is what the male nurses wear in the winter. They nurse boots, nigga.
I got to wear nurse boots. Oh, the life of powder.
Oh, size 14. I didn't even know. First of all, I know you were size 14.
Yeah.
Second of all, I didn't know it was that difficult to find size 14.
I wouldn't have thought. It's just one size up from like 13 that most places have.
But that's when they go from humans to freaks.
I gotta get Adidas a lot because they're 13s. I can fit in.
Or, so one pair of your Adidas, they just said carnival on them. Yeah. They just said freak show.
That was not from the shoe store. That just was that's a separate designation.
They said bearded lady.
That's right.
They got the same size as the bearded lady.
Is it if a girl's feet are too big, can you not do it?
No, I can do it. I don't care. I don't get caught up in that shit.
I'm thinking of something particular.
Sometimes I'll go out freaking. I'll need a freak night.
You go freaking?
Somebody extra big or somebody extra goofy. And it's like my dick explore. My dick sees something that I ain't never seen.
Is it?
Don't trip it.
Is it consensual?
Yeah, it's definitely always consensual. Nigga, I have to, listen, you have, for me to fuck you and you not be like, you pretty much have to say in front of people, I really want to fuck him. For me to take you somewhere to fuck you.
Really?
Because I don't want no problems, B.
Yeah.
And you got to send me a text to say something?
I don't know why I said really. Like, I'm like, really? Yeah,
I don't play games when it comes to... Even if a girl's like this, I don't think we should. We ain't.
Well, I don't play games.
If you say
like,
we, I don't think we should. We ain't doing it.
I won't do any like.
Bitch, you got to be like this. Put it in me.
But even if like
you fight, put
any
it in
like role play shit like that too, like I'll break the fantasy. And be like, is this cool? Like I won't stay in character the whole time.
Oh yeah, just for my figure, own. Just make sure. Yeah, yeah, you have to.
I wouldn't even fuck around with that.
Yeah, you have to. It ain't no. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
It's definitely once this deal's nose come out, it ain't no turning back. Right. This dick don't take no for an answer. So I gotta be the buffer.
While you were saying that, I was looking at the statue of Hillary and Trump, imagining Hillary saying that to him.
I want to take Trump's hand and crush it, and the nut crushes Hillary's legs. I would still knock down Hillary Clinton. I'll give her a little taste.
You would knock it down?
I would knock it down. Because you know she needs it.
She's got a low base of gravity, though. How are you going to knock
like,
it down?
It'd be like fucking a fire hydrant, but I can do it.
With her two ankles firmly planted in the earth, how would you ever knock it down?
It's hard to knock down. Got to get a real
those ankles mold themselves into the ground around it. How are you going to knock her down? Answer me that.
Got to de-root the ankle.
When it sprouts. When her pantsuit sprouts those roots out of the ankle fan, how will you tackle her? Even?
I am Groot.
Look at young Hillary. You could totally knock down young Hillary.
She got that Groot pussy. Yeah, I would.
She's got Groot pussy.
I am Groot.
You have to plant it somewhere else. Yeah.
She was a cutie back then. Look at
that. She was, yeah.
You know.
Young Hillary is attractive. Yeah.
The little round eyeglasses. See the glasses?
Yeah.
Holding in the hand. Those round specs. Remember those was the thing? She's such a Goldwater girl. She got Goldwater girl written all over her. You 1971 hoe.
Here she is looking into the camera.
I know hoes from them days.
One day it'll all be pantsuits.
Trying to change the world.
As if to say, see these clothes? Yeah. There's a certain age where these clothes will all be one uniform suit.
She's wearing Big J's MC Hammer pants.
Come on.
She is.
And her thighs are big.
She would have got a little taste. She looked a lot like Chelsea right there.
Those look like she's wearing Jod purse. What those are.
Leave her alone.
Ho, Hillary?
You look like Chelsea.
I think she looks better than Chelsea.
Yeah, she does look better than Chelsea.
I think better than Chelsea.
Chelsea got too much Bill Clinton in her face.
That's the problem.
She like adopted freckle face.
Bill Clinton is who dragged. It's weird that he was the one getting all that tail because he's the one who dragged down the looks of the family.
Yes.
Wasn't Hillary.
It was him. You saw Bill. I mean, with all due respect.
Yeah.
You saw Bill Clinton's mother before.
No, I never did.
You never saw the picture?
What's this Bill Clinton's mother?
Can she had the afro with the grace thing in there?
Oh.
Like she's an old X-Men nigga?
Holy shit, Bill Clinton was Dan St. Germain? The comedian. Do you know, do you know that
like
call?
BJ and the Bear. This was back in Harvard
fuck?
Days. Harvard Days or Princeton or whatever.
Wow, look at this giant bear-like man.
That's one, yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Look at that hair on top of that head.
Hey.
Kurt, you would have been looking just like that back then. If you were around back then, you'd be looking just like he's looking right now.
I'm more of a high and tight.
I'm talking about the corduroy jacket. You would have been corduroyed everything.
You think you can know that?
I know it. I know it. I'm looking
if I was alive back then, it would just be corduroy.
And you would have the patches here. Trying to be the kind of dude you ain't. He was the president for 8 years. And she about to be the president.
Who is
Hillary?
Do you think?
What's
I'm not really.
Number?
Who do you really like of any of these candidates? Anyone? I mean, is
I
anybody
really
like
any of them? But I got my mother.
Anybody in the room? Somebody. Is there any candidate that you genuinely
mother.
Like?
You know, his mother was crazy, the shithouse rat.
God damn! Why is she that Cruella De Vil hair too?
Yeah, she looked like Cruella De Vil had a baby with who was the short bitch on Cheers.
Why is she got a one weird streak of Bill Clinton colored hair?
Rhea Perlman.
There you go, Rhea Perlman.
Yeah, with like a skunk stripe.
Yeah,
that's so weird. Well, to Arkansas, what can you do? Well, he's looking slim and trim.
Yeah, she was a good woman, though. But, yeah, you can tell that she got it in back in
I don't know anything about her. I know nothing about her. I know his brother was. What happened to his brother?
I think he's still living. Roger, was it?
Yeah, he's in a band or something?
He's making that beer at one time, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Wasn't that Carter?
Oh, that was Carter's brother.
Yeah, that was my favorite Simpsons.
He's my favorite
like,
brother.
We elected the wrong Carter.
Yes, yes.
A sip of Billy beer.
I give a big shout out to Jimmy Carter for being 90 years old and beating cancer. What
did
kind
he?
Of shit are you on?
I know. I like when he goes, they were talking about when he first announced he had brain cancer. Like he's
it's
not,
like he's done
he was
for.
So brave. I'm like, he's fucking 90. Like
he beat it.
Yeah, like, oh, when's cancer going to kill me? And
Is peanuts
in a few
fucking,
years?
I guess peanuts is like a fucking miracle drug.
It might be Jesus. You don't know.
Jesus and peanuts, man. You have a jar of peanut butter and a Bible. You
it might
good.
Be Jesus and not taking Israel's side help you live longer.
Oh, and I have a side piece.
No, not taking Israel's side.
I'm not taking Israel's side.
The secret to longevity for Ambassador Carter.
He had hostages to think about, you sons of bitches. It was a different time.
He wrote a book about it. Well, whatever. I don't give a shit. I'm not actually Jewish.
I know.
People.
I already discussed that when John was here. You and him are both lying Jew faces because you ain't really Jew.
I have been called a Jew face and then...
yeah, angrily on Twitter. Do you?
Somebody,
oh, they go
somebody
after
switched my Wikipedia to say I'm Jewish, but that...
They really?
Yeah, he is of Jewish descent.
Can I do that to mine, please?
Yeah. And then it's funny, after it got corrected, I had a lot less work.
I tell you.
It's such a weird thing to put that as an insult. Like, I'm like, well, I'm not, but is that like, that was your insult? You're probably Jewish. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's the same way of saying, hey, he's black.
Yeah, and also, I mean, look, I don't give a fuck however you want. I mean, I'm not against Jews, but if you come at me with, online, with, like, I get a lot of people who will say, like, somebody call me a kike loving something. I'm just like, just so you know.
This guy.
It's not really a way to hurt. Like, I'm not really hurt when you, I'm not like, oh, people who say kike aren't into me. Like, I don't know what the idea is.
But none of that shit ever makes me, like, that would never get me anything.
And there's the other thing, like, you understand, like, I go on stage to look at people's faces while they hate me.
Right. Like, I think this Twitter is nothing.
I don't get,
I
told you,
people,
I think a lot of, yeah. I think too many, like, 13-year-old girls got, like, bully suicided that, like, people.
They think that work on adults.
Right. And I think people are like, oh, he's going to be so mad.
Oh, money.
And like, all right.
I've actually been jumped by a group of Dominicans.
Oh, but you, holy shit, you just
Bless.
Reminded me. You know who's on Crass to Mouth today? Even now?
Oh.
Fake me. Karen Adam Paul
it. What's this dude?
Furt.
What's this? Oh, my God.
It's a disgruntled fan.
A disgruntled fan who's angry with you?
A disgruntled fan of me.
And what's his problem? What?
I
Who
my guess.
Enough time to be.
You want to know what my guess is? Because he kept saying I was bullying on Race Wars. Do you know what I think it is?
Oh, you was bullying Sean. You said
it's because of Sean. When I asked Sean why he rated Theo so low,
right?
The comic, which by the way, check out is. We're friends. I don't even know why the guy's mad. I'm friends with Sean. He didn't go after. Was like, hey, you bullied me.
They thought you wasn't coddling, so you was attacking.
I was defending Theo because I thought it was unfair.
Right.
I just asked Sean, like, well, what? Why is his outdated compared to such and so?
Right.
I think Sean gave a lot of positive reviews, and he decided this would be the guy it's safe to give a bad one to.
Right. I remember the show.
Because if you review, you got to give out so many bad reviews to just be legit, right? You know, Sean can't be just friends with
everybody. You can't choose a guy to hate unless, you know what I'm saying?
And also, I like Sean. Sean always is good to my shit, so I'm not fucking against him. But the review with Theo's thing, I just thought was unfair. So I just asked him why this, and this. Like, where's that coming from? And then this guy took it as bullying, I guess.
This the fake Kurt.
Furt.
Furt.
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord.
I don't know. We'll find out, though. I won't know until I listen to the interview.
So now he's on Crass to Mouth saying why he hates you? Or why he's fake hurt?
I think she's going to bypass all that. I think if she's smart, she'll bypass all that shit and just get to the bottom of him like we did with Fonzie.
Like who he is?
Right. Remember when Fonzie the racist?
Fonzie the racist.
Who was like, you end up blood brothers with him at the end of the show? The guy that called in from L.A.
Yes.
So remember that guy? And we got, and he was all on some shit, and then we got to the bottom of him, which was he got stabbed in a bad weed deal.
Yeah.
And he basically had PTSD, and he really just wanted somebody to talk to him.
Yeah, I remember.
And that's what it was. Yeah. And it's like, you don't realize how sad people are where they, like, they just want to touch. And in radio especially, dude, which I know Ant knows, and I know anybody does radio, when people listen to radio, they feel like they're hanging out, and they feel, and they have an entitlement to you, your personal shit, and all that. They're like, we're all... And because I used to listen to driving to work and shit, I'd be like, it's like you're hanging out. So
it's like your crew.
Yeah. So people are like demented, dude. And they're like, I can reach out anytime and fucking like they want to take something from you. It's crazy, dude. But I didn't even realize how much not famous. I didn't realize how much you don't have to be shit for it to get to that point real quickly.
Right.
Like just a very minor level of fame.
You just got to come. I guess you just got
to. People try to drain your life essence. They're like, it touched me. Like, fake Kurt's like, oh, I touched it.
And, like, you owe him something.
He's a fan who got mad.
Right.
Like, I owed him something, and I have no idea. And they never just tell you their beef. They always go, like, this weird roundabout way. It's fucking amazing, but it's because as people are like, listen, man, I get being like lonely and damaged and all that shit, but just if you just go on stage a lot, you start to, I think, get better at recognizing yourself.
Yeah.
Being like that.
Yeah. Because
you have to talk to so many weirdos face to face.
Right.
So you start to notice how a lot of shit's the same shit, and you don't start to think you're real unique, which is what all these dudes feel like they're a unique slow snowflake.
Yeah. You really need to conversate and communicate so you can see, get a real perspective on things.
Yeah, well,
actual
whatever.
Perspective.
What hey, what day does Ant get back, by the way, dude?
Oh, Ant gets back Thursday. He's coming back on
Is he going
Monday.
Right back to the show?
Monday he's back on air.
I'll do the show when Ant comes back. Find out about rehab.
5 weeks is a long time to go.
I know.
Holy
I'm really glad
shit.
He went too, man.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, how can it not be good to get your shit together?
And well, he gets a funny his phone like 5 minutes a day, too.
Really?
Yeah, you're like cut off. I think you could watch TV, but no phone, no
Why
internet.
Is that? Because it'll drag you back into your shit?
Yeah, you don't need to have outside worries worrying your fucking inside. You're trying to solve some shit. You don't need other shit messing with it.
Well, he would, I mean, if he was here, he would be able to tell you, like, most of the time your fans are worse than the people that hate your guts. Like, people that are way into you are scarier. Yeah.
He's had people stop by his house and just be like, oh.
I do. It's fucking terrifying, man.
I brought a beer. And then go and drink a beer in his backyard. You know?
I know, dude. It's so fucking insane. Remember, like,
Put black people in his pool. If they coming over for drinks, we got to bring a whole bunch of black people
but
in the
pool.
But
it's more he's afraid to say, no, get out of here. And
dude, that will get him killed.
Him.
That's how John Lennon died.
Yeah, so he's just like, all right, he knows he's...
Did you remember John Lennon? Do you ever see that footage of like a crazy guy would show up like, you're writing the song that was in my head? And he'd be like, come on in for breakfast. Ooh. Like, dude, you're going to... This guy's going to wear your skin, you fucking dumb hippie.
Wait a minute.
People oh, let's talk about it breakfast. Ooh, I'm about to really... What voice am I doing? It's not very good.
That's pretty good. No, that's pretty good.
It's starting to become Jackie Mason.
It was John Lennon dead, though, right? It's his dead voice.
Ooh, yeah.
People showed up at Ant's house with beer, like, let's drink?
Yeah, and he was afraid to kick him out.
Wait, did they at least bring beer, or did they ask Ant to provide the beer?
I believe he brought a beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Ant wanted to scope him out, so he said, sure, come on back, and then kind of talked to him and got the information out of him. And then
what was the information?
And then threw
just
him
like
out.
His
like, where
name,
he
where he lived. Yeah. Like that, so he could report it.
Yeah.
He met John Malkovich in that Kill the President movie.
All the President. No.
What
in
was
the
it?
Line of Fire.
In the Line of Fire. Yeah. No, not. Hold on. I'm totally wrong. Taxi Driver. When Travis Bickle is the guy that has the mohawk, he's like, yeah, Hopper Street. Like a bunny. Hopper Street.
Oh.
And the Secret Service is like, where do you live? 1, 2, 3, 4, Hopper.
That's some scary shit. That's like insane.
It's terrifying.
People take liberties. Like, I can't believe you just go to
the
house.
I told you a stranger asked me to help him move one time. A guy's call. A guy called me up out of the blue.
What?
Some guy in my neighborhood that recognized me from something. And I'm sitting there and I didn't recognize the number. He goes, hey, you busy? I told you that. So I'm like,
he called you.
I thought it was a spot. I thought I missed a spot.
Right.
And the guy's like, you help me move a mattress down from Key Foods down to 154 or something.
You didn't know him?
It was a long story, but he had my number from, like, I thought I was maybe going to get him weed or something. It's a long, but it's just a
like
mistake.
Like a neighborhood dude.
This is somebody who seemed perfectly reasonable that wasn't like the only, fucking creepy, dude. It's just insane. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, I could just make, like, I understand if you know, because you know all kinds of famous people, right? You're like, I know that guy. Like, I like that. That little, if I'm watching, I'm like, oh, that's what's his name, right?
Yeah, right.
So everybody likes that shit, but they'll do it with anybody and get their fucking hands on. There's only a few celebrities who've managed to be creepier than the creeps who follow them, and they're famous for it. Like, Don Knotts was known for being so nice that people are like, all right, Don.
I didn't know that.
There's a way to, like, turn it around where you're just like, let me come over. Yeah. Or what's his name? The wrestler. What's the dude's name? Virgil. Virgil's like a famous, like... Oh, you recognize me? I'll come to your house and make you feel weird.
And I'll make you pay
that's
me
the
50
best
bucks.
Way. Yeah.
He'll work some money way to get money out of it. So, yeah.
And I need $50.
Virgil's a mess. That is the best way to do it. Scare the shit out of them back.
Virgil does it. Or just make them feel bad about their childhood dreams and shit. Which
it's like a violation. I wonder if like people do it less if they know you're married or something. Like if Ant was married, you think a dude would still come to his house?
Maybe, yeah.
That's a good point.
They'd probably talk to his wife first. If he was married, they'd
That's
talk to his
disturbing.
Wife first.
And kids?
Yeah.
If you got kids, somebody's just coming up talking to your fucking kids.
Dude, I like when
that's why you gotta have guns. Listen,
people give you death threats for all kinds of shit, but my favorite is like the death threats when they put. Remember that Russian guy that made the video of like how he's great at life, and it's like him bench pressing. No. It was like his steps to excellence. Daniel Tosh did a web redemption of him.
No, I don't.
But he's like, what kind of feedback did you get? And so the video's like stupid because a foreigner made it, and he's like, you know, it's like all like I am great. Like here's my secret.
Right.
That like. But like the, but he goes, what kind of feedback did you have? People said they were going to kill me. Like, I watch it and laugh. Somebody watch it. I will kill you for this. Like, there's somebody, there's always somebody whose first thing, like.
Why are people.
But even if you, I mean, look, when you talk about, like, especially like Muslim places, countries where they're going to, like, lose their mind because somebody drew a picture.
Yeah.
And you're like, kill them! And you're like, those savages. Like, meanwhile, it's just a YouTube video that you don't like. I'll kill you, bitch! Like, it's the same shit happens here. It's just we don't follow through here as much.
Things. Yeah, we don't follow through.
Like, we're just saying it here for the most part. So if we can get that part of the world down to just a nice,
was it Benghazi about? Yeah. Benghazi, wasn't that all about a video someone made on YouTube?
No, that's what they tried to make it about. That's what
it was. It was like the cover to do an operation, it turned out to be.
Oh really?
Because that was a big controversy. They said it was because of the video, but it was that was like
Al Qaeda. Said it was something local that just built up, but it was actually a planned
thing. It was a planned thing. In fact, every time you see all these people mad, it's a planned thing. It's some guy's like, I'm gonna rile these people up, and because we fucking.
It's just like flash mobs. When you see a bunch of people dancing in the Columbus Circle, yeah, they plan that shit. Ain't nobody just come say at 3 o'clock I'm gonna do the Running Man, or whoever else is doing it with me.
Yeah. I'm a one-man flash mob.
No, they playing the shit out of that. They make it try to seem like it's something that's just welled up.
Right.
But no, it's motherfuckers passing guns and shit.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, I don't remember how I got into it, but.
Into that shit. I just can't. I don't want to see that kind of, like, even like what happened in Paris and Brussels, I don't want to see that type of shit in New York.
I mean, it's less likely
because we got more guns on the street here to shoot at terrorists.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I think there's more, people are more assimilated here than they are in Europe. France and shit, they don't assimilate. Everybody goes right to a ghetto.
Their own ghetto, yeah. Even in Brussels, and that one town, that one little area was all Muslim. The cops say they didn't even go in there.
The problem is their planning is so shitty over there. Like, they created, like, these isolated islands. Like, they created
it. Yeah, yeah.
And then there's no roads or infrastructure, and then there's not policed. So what do you think's going to happen?
Yep.
So that's just bad, shitty...
Yep.
And also they're very big on, like, there's no anti-Semitism. Like, all these little things that they did wrong helped make that. Now, the thing of America, 9 times out of 10...
Not to mention what they did
even
in
though, Congo. But even though we got attacks from people here, for sure, that are, like, not going to assimilate, for the most part, people come here want to assimilate. For the most part, they do. That's why you would come here.
Right.
In fact, before all this shit really kicked off, anybody coming here Muslim was, like, trying to get away from that entire...
That shit,
thing.
All that stuff.
So after that war started, then you started seeing more like, you know, well, now I'm mad and whatever. Even
maybe
that fucking
American dream is our best protection. Maybe the dream is our best fucking protection against all this shit.
Yeah, obviously.
Opportunity that we have here.
Well, upward mobility. Upward mobility, for sure. And that's the other thing. Like, because I'm for like healthcare and shit, there being that. But what people don't get about real socialized countries like that, what happens is they don't really have a lot of upward mobility. And it's not because. You can't, it's not like it's a communist thing, whatever, but people tend to just stay, like, they're like, all right, well, we get this, this, and this in our pension, and people will just be like, yeah, we're a working class family, that's what we are, and then they stay in that.
Yeah, right.
It's not the same, like, America's a lot more people trying to get, and that's like it's a good thing to have, it just is. So, and that's what keeps a lot of people
pros and cons with both things.
But if you're one of these kind of people that are like, I reject the materialism and the decadent, and you know what I mean? Like, this is emptiness and whatever. Those kind of people need something else, and it's going to be some weird God thing. But even if you read, like, alt-right shit that I was reading, they don't like, it's so creepy, dude. They don't like the decadence of the way. Dude, the shit coming out of their mouths, which how you know is mostly fat guys, is like, and also women should not be able to choose who they're going to be with and what. Okay, so you're.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I'm starting to see where this is coming from.
Yeah, this fat,
old. The Negroes took our dates. The fucking Animal House. The Negroes are taking our dates. That's what the fear is. So that's where you get all that.
Ouch.
All those dudes that say cuck and shit, that's all like a deep fear.
Yeah.
Because if you look at that porn, which by the way is pretty good porn.
What?
Cuckolding?
What's the porn?
Some redneck gets some black guy to fuck his wife.
Oh yeah, I've seen a lot of that. I didn't know what y'all called it.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful.
Thursdays.
Like, yeah, you gotta be careful not to get one where like then the guy like licks the jizz because you'll come too fast. No.
I was taking notes.
It's tricky to find. You gotta get out early on a lot of them.
I banged the guy's girl. Well, it wasn't his wife, but his girl.
Oh, there's all kinds of weird people on the road that are like, I just want to watch you fuck my wife.
Yeah, I've done that before. But usually they participate. They don't just sit in a chair and drink celestial teas and watch my ass go
in. Did it hurt when he participated? Or
he was a little aggressive, but you know, he didn't leave any marks. I used that cocoa butter.
He at least cocoa buttered you?
I cocoa buttered myself.
Did he tell you about the coming white genocide while he did he cocoa you up and tell you about the white genocide?
So cuckolders, that's when they don't fuck at
some
all.
Guy told me from the last episode of Race Wars, he goes, oh, you're cucking for Hillary. I'm like, first of all, I'm not, because cuck-servative. I wasn't conservative, so I didn't betray you.
Cuck-servative?
I was never a conservative. Oh, my God. That means you're letting the blacks fuck your wife. I mean, that's like the base of the, that's what it is.
You're letting the blacks fuck your wife.
It's a deep down
insecurity. So they nailed it. They nailed you. They know exactly who you are.
The blacks.
You're letting the blacks fuck your wife.
Also, I didn't realize how much. Dude, this is all news to me.
You need a better name than.
Because I want that Milo really bad. I want to really ask him this because they're so anti-race mixing, these guys.
Oh, Milo?
No, all those alt-right dudes are like.
Oh.
All that immigration shit, this is all shit I didn't realize. We should ask Ann Coulter. Next time we get her, we got to ask her.
She'll be back soon, yeah.
Because I don't know what her deal is with it. I didn't think of her as one of these people, but they're all like race mixing is killing.
Oh, she's down with mixing races. I'll tell you that from my own experience.
It's white genocide. She seems like she would be.
Yeah, Milo loves the black guys too.
Who doesn't?
Well, what is he gonna make a baby and kill the white race with him?
He's a big.
He's not gonna poop out a miscegenated baby, is he?
He's good friends with Gavin, so I don't know if you need a.
Wait a minute!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You never said a statement. Good friends with Gavin and
me. They're
associates.
Yeah.
They've had their ups and downs, but yeah.
You want them to become enemies? Oh my God. Gavin do a
Gavin sent me. Dude, Gavin sent me a text. It's hysterical. I don't know the whole thing, but my favorite part is like, did you know Gavin could just do stand up on a lark anytime he wants? And he's as good as any veteran of it. He'd be as good. He knows as good or more than any working comic. And I'm like, well, what about when you're at the stand and like you bombed in 2 minutes and pulled your dick out? Which is what a cop out. That's what you do when you suck. He goes,
pull the dick out on stage?
Yes. He goes, it was groundbreaking. I'm using his word. It was groundbreaking.
Yeah, it's groundbreaking if you're cool Bubba Ice doing it in 1981.
Yeah. And also, it's also still not groundbreaking that it stinks.
No, it's not even.
It's because you can't do it that good. But listen, he's a funny dude. He totally, first of all, he certainly has the narcissism to be a comic, so I'm not going to take that away. He's got the fucking chops, too.
You got to put in the work, though.
But you still got to do it. Like,
you got to put in the work.
It's just, he's a funny dude.
You got to be on the work. 100%
a funny guy. And if he wanted to be a comic and had a couple of years, he'd probably be good.
He could work at it.
Absolutely. Shit that he's saying to me is shit I said before I started. That's easy. I could do that.
Do it.
And then it turns out it's not. It's still a job. Even if
whatever you think stand-up comedy is before you do it, it ain't that.
Oh, wait. Just get it your 10 minutes. And
it ain't that.
Right. It's just, but whatever any job. Is,
whatever
any
you
job.
Think, you write it out and you think, they're like, then they laugh.
Any job you do is like that. Any job you do is like that. You don't know what it is until you do it. So
you do it.
I don't know. Like,
except, and it constantly changes.
Except stand-up. That's the one everybody. I could do it.
DJing too.
I just choose not to because I'm scared.
DJing and comedy, people think they can fall back on it.
DJing. Yeah, DJing and fucking.
Yeah. Paris Hilton's DJing right now. You know why? Because the comedy didn't work out.
That's, dude, holy shit. I was trying to figure it out because I know stand-up's the lowest rung.
DJ's probably lower.
Stand-up's the lowest rung in showbiz, but I forgot DJ. That's the other DJ, fucking.
Stand-up comes after DJ because DJ is if you can't afford equipment.
What about
then you're going to be a comic.
What about a juggler, though?
Jugglers above a stand-up.
Really?
Yeah.
Magicians above a stand-up. I'm just telling you how the hierarchy.
I would put juggler under. But
yeah.
I can see
I'm not saying what you would put under. Right. I'm telling you what it is. Yeah. And then porn star is above all that. Okay. And I don't even know what lies beyond porn star. I can't even fathom.
I think juggler used to be above it, but juggling's dead now. It's like juggling is an occupation that you only do outside now. You don't even do it inside. Or you do it outside now.
Miming.
And miming.
Miming is
something that really never caught on, but we still got it around. Charlie
I don't
Chaplin's
know, man. It could be, miming could be, what do you call it?
You ever saw a mime? When's the last time you saw a mime on the subway?
Never.
Miming? Yeah, I don't know, man.
Still see singers.
I just
still
know
see
porn stars. Dancers. When porn stars yeah. fail out of porn, they become stand-ups.
You see jugglers.
We're a fallback plan for a porno star.
Yeah.
Like, I do stand-up now. Or
some
like
DJ, Steve-O.
Though.
Some
dude, Steve-O does it now.
Yeah.
And Steve-O is like, why are you bothering with stand-up? You're already doing... Like, you, I can't really even be as funny as Jackass. It's, like, such pure funny to me of just, like, stupid shit. I'm yeah. like, why are you taking the long way of trying to write jokes?
Back to, yeah.
And I think he's just sick of hurting his body.
And plus, you want to make money. And plus, you got to have jokes that go show up somewhere and talk about something.
You're he's a good dude, Steve-O, too. But
yeah, I brought him on stage to the comedy club before. I like Steve-O. Yeah,
3 years of L.A. Like, oh, yeah, no, I'm a veteran comedian now, too. Honestly.
Yeah, no.
Everybody thinks the idea is amazing. But Gavin, I love, because he's like...
But I used to look at Theo Vaughn like that when I first saw Theo back in the day when he first was on Roll. I was like, look at this Roll Rose nigga trying to do.
Right.
He stuck around. I kept hearing his name. Yeah. Seeing him at the clubs. So I was like, this motherfucker for real.
He's a funny
dude. If you always in the clubs, nigga, then you a real comic.
No.
You gotta put some time in. You gotta put 10
years
in.
No, you don't have to. You can just have a radio show and grow a fanciful mustache. That's Gavin's number one disdain. Oh, I gotta be in a hotel dying of AIDS to be a comic.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, otherwise you ain't one.
Otherwise you think taking your dick out is groundbreaking.
No.
Unbelievable.
Because now, what if you got 5 shows? You take your dick out the whole time? You're gonna be arrested by show 3. And then you got no career.
What if you were this poor young man in Mesa, Arizona? I'm surprised Gavin has 69 felonies right now.
It's like, yeah, this is not that.
He was banned from the stand for it.
Oh, he didn't mention that when he was breaking new ground.
Oh, yeah.
My field.
He's not allowed.
He was texting me about staying in my lane.
We filmed it and everything, and they didn't want it to be aired.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. I was trying to find it.
They filmed
you have it?
Music out?
I don't know.
I couldn't find it
filmed
online.
By a guy that doesn't work here anymore. We might still have it. I'd have to check.
Yeah. I want to know.
Editing that dick film, make him quit?
No, I couldn't find it to watch it.
He
it
said
it
he did it because the guy before him was talking about being uncircumcised, and he's not circumcised, or whatever it is, and he wanted to prove that.
He told me he got a dare from
Louis J. Gomez. It's not vaudeville, man. It's not vaudeville. And he can't even
tell me it's a dare from Louis J. Gomez.
Oh, his story on the air is the guy up before.
Look, I don't blame it. Let me tell you something. That move that he did, what it is, it's a move that's called pull your dick out or say the N-word. When things aren't going well.
Yes, Kramer did the same thing. He now, didn't know how to bomb.
Luckily for Gavin, and this is why I'm saying he has a potential, he didn't pick the N-word, he picked his dick.
Listen, if you don't know how to bomb, right. You don't know how to kill.
Right.
That's how stand-up is. You got to learn how to not to bomb.
There
it.
You go. So fucking...
We do have the video, but we can't play it on the air.
Oh, really?
So you could check it out later.
Oh, yeah, I want to see it. I haven't watched it. And I'm like,
I've seen his dick before.
I assure before. You it's not groundbreaking without having seen it, but I do want to see it. Because maybe it's the most amazing. He does have a nice piece. I watched the beginning of his movie.
I've seen this mule before.
I watched the beginning of his movie where he whips his piece out.
Yeah, the same dick I had in third grade.
And then
it's a little lighter.
Kevin is funny as shit.
He's pulled it out so many times here. Last week,
that's his thing.
Right. He stuck a butt plug up his ass and danced.
Yeah. Well, I don't
Ain't
think
it
easy anything...
just to write a joke.
I don't know. I could do that on a lark. He used the word lark too. He really is from the 1800s. Oh, writing letters and such? I can do that.
He's hilarious. But yeah, you're not.
Like, I can't do your stand-up amusements.
I told him before that he's not a stand-up. He listen, you're funny, but you're not a stand-up. It's just a different kind of thing. It's not.
You could do it. It's just a thing you got to do to do it. It's all the bottom line.
You got to do it over and over and over to do it, to be and call that.
Right.
All I did was just put my head down and got into comedy, nigga. And I just said, motherfuckers will call me a comedian. I won't call myself one.
Well, he's a renaissance man, is what he told me.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Kevin's a renaissance man, is what
When
he
David Tell go like this, all right, he's a comedian. You know, Sherrod, that's when you're a comedian. When somebody like that goes,
no.
Yes,
no.
It is. Yes, it is.
You don't know. Why would you know?
Even though somebody who, no, I wouldn't.
How would you, how long you're right. How long you been stand-up for?
You're right.
How long?
Only been in it for about 15 years.
15 right years now. And you know better.
You're right. No, you're right.
Than steampunk Trump.
I'm talking out my ass. I'm talking out my ass. My black ass. Steampunk.
Hold on. You're telling me you know better than a qualified hot air balloon captain.
Oh, good God.
A guy with a stripy vest and a barbershop quartet doesn't know more than you, is what you're saying.
You mean 80 days around the globe.
Kevin has to take 80 days around the world before he can do stand-up. Otherwise, he'd be doing it now. I could do it on a lark.
Oh, shit.
I'm not even knowledgeable. Like, I just happen to know one thing really well just because I did it You know what I mean? It's not like...
Yeah.
This is another argument I wouldn't know what I was talking about, probably. I was like, why would you pick a thing that I just... is the only thing I do?
One thing that you do.
Like, it's just the thing that I know, so why would you think you knew it better?
He's like, you don't know what it takes to jerk off Kurt.
So I watched a movie that he was in. That's how I know his piece was sweet. But then he goes, why didn't you finish watching it? And he got like, I'm like, because it wasn't that good, dude. I'm going to tell you.
Was it stunk?
It's all right. It's not whatever. It's just like, you shouldn't be that cocky.
And I don't mind the cockiness. Especially if you got a nice mule. I think the cockiness is welcome.
Yeah, it's true.
If his mule is as beautiful as you say it is.
My God. If you thought Powder was a beautiful movie with beautiful sentiments. If you thought Powder had beautiful lessons about acceptance and tolerance, you got to see Gavin's Peace.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. And the pubes are clipped into a smart-looking Doc Holliday style.
Like Williamsburg Doc Holliday. It's like, are you brewing beers or killing a sheriff?
He's the first guy. I give it to him, dude. He's the first guy to do that. The first one. They all copied from him.
Oh, the face there?
I swear to God, dude, he's the first one.
Well, maybe that means something to where you come from. But motherfuckers had beards around.
It means I can go anywhere in the knitting factory where I can go to the knitting factory and be admitted to the back green areas.
That's because he's walking around like the dude who married Laura Ingalls Wilder, nigga. Don't mean nobody. Little House. All right.
I didn't watch it. It was too white for me. I'm a race traitor. I don't know if I told you.
I know. I can tell by
your
yearbook.
Getting that fucking thing. Oh, because we were talking about Milo. Yeah, so some guy on Twitter was coming at me about, he said I was cucking for Hillary, right? And he goes, yeah, well, in light of the white genocide.
White genocide?
White genocide means too many immigrants come, right?
Right.
And then they breed out the whiteness.
Oh.
Precious whiteness.
I saw that movie, Breed Out the Whiteness. It was a big black dude.
Yeah.
Lex Steele was
it. Did he manage to get it all out?
From the porno? It was Lex Steele breeding out the whiteness.
Did he manage to get it out, or was there still some left when he was finished?
Sprinkle.
Was there a shell, a gentle little eggshell of white left after? I hope so. Lex Steele's not fucking around.
You know he got a... He's been fucking in... I hung out with him one time in L.A. too. This motherfucker's been fucking in porn for fucking 25 years.
Yeah. That's weird to think about, isn't it? Porn stars are old now.
I mean, for professionally be fucking that long.
Oh, you know who's going to maybe call in, by the way, on Wednesday? Oh. Fucking Frank Zappa's daughter, Moon Unit Zappa.
What about her?
I think she's going to call in Wednesday.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she was.
Little Race was?
Well, she was listening to Bonfire.
Right? And what's she talking?
Talking to her on Twitter.
Okay, good. She putting it out?
Call in. She has some good stories, I bet.
Is she old enough to put out? Can we pull a picture up of her?
She's in her fucking late 40s or something. I'm
Can
sure
we pull a picture up of her? What was it, Frank Zappa's daughter?
Moon Unit
Zappa.
Yeah.
You know that bitch got weed.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
It's not a nerd now. Everybody's a nerd.
I know. It doesn't mean anything now. Everybody's a goddamn
Everybody's
nerd.
Everybody's a nerd. You know, this Hardwick trying to act like he's a nerd. He's been on TV for 25
years. Oh, there's Moon Unit.
He has
a good picture.
Chris Hardwick had a show up with girls in bikinis on MTV, and somehow he's a nerd.
I know. But there was a fatter. You don't remember Fat Chris Hardwick? Because I do.
I remember Fat Chris Hardwick.
Terminator 3 was on the other day, and Fat Chris Hardwick was on it.
What was?
Terminator 3.
Oh, Terminator 3. That's
Fat
right.
Chris Hardwick was in Terminator 3. Yeah. So he just got a little skinnier now.
I don't know.
But he was.
But he was on a show with Jenny McCarthy, and he was on a beach with girls in bra tops.
Was that Fat Chris Hardwick or no?
Wasn't that Chris Hardwick hosting that Jenny McCarthy?
He was, yeah, but I think
Singled out? Yeah.
Singled out.
Is he fat on Singled Out?
No, he was skinny.
I don't think so.
But just Terminator 3 was Fat Chris.
He got fat because he was living a non-nerd life. Hollywood dude, eating it up.
All right. He's a good dude. I like him.
I like him a lot, but here's the thing. He's not a nerd.
Nerds
get played by Hollywood models now?
Yeah,
all the time.
That's what Shay used to say. They don't wear $700 French jeans.
That's not what nerds do.
But
dad was a bowler. That makes you kind of nerdy.
His father's a nerd.
I think all his nerd cred is he's into nerd shit, and that's what it is. You know?
Yeah, he's into nerd shit. He's living in his L.A. fucking beach house mansion with fucking hot girls. Yeah you dork.
Do it.
What a dork.
Yeah, the finest.
He played.
Who shows up at?
He's a nerd on TV.
You ever go to Comic Con?
Yes, I hosted a fucking host of
San Diego.
H1. Yes, in San Diego.
Okay, so I was there.
I got to operate one of the fucking mechanical R2-D2s.
So, like, all those sexy whores and, like, you found Fat Chris. Wow, you really found Fat Chris.
There he is.
Holy shit.
Yeah, now he looks swollen right there.
He looks like bloated Milo right there. My goodness, fat.
Damn, Cripple. He looks swole. He look like L.A. swole, like he feels hot.
That's drinking swole.
Yeah, that's drinking swole. That's the liquor.
That's from drinking, yeah.
That's that Irish trying to get the best of him for 1 minute. He was drinking a proddy cunt and a fiend bastard.
Yeah.
He's fiending.
You end up with that fat head and tiny little wee nosy.
Yeah,
fairy folk.
Hey, dude. I like Chris, though. He's a funny dude.
He's a good
funny
host.
Great TV personality.
Yeah.
He knows how to do it.
Even those dumb shows, I'll give this to him, dude. Even those dumb shows like After the Walking Dead and they have him talking dead.
Yeah.
And which I was like, whatever.
You know TV.
But I will say that compared to other shows like that, like what's the motorcycle one?
Oh,
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
The Talking Sons of Anarchy without Chris Hardwick. I'm like, wow, he was doing something on that talking show.
He knows how to host well.
Dude, the one with fucking, it was the creator of the show, Kurt Sutton. This is the Sons of Anarchy one.
Right.
It was Kurt Sutton and then the main guy, Charlie Hunnam or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's just the two of them. And he goes, so, wow, man, it's been 7 years. I know, man. Crazy. That's the whole show.
Oh.
Like, Chris Hardwick is good. He'll keep a conversation going about this shit.
He knows how to keep a flow and TV flow and conversation flow.
Oh, you know what those shows are for? It's so that, like, you're mad that you can't see the next one yet.
Yeah.
And you haven't burned off all your fucking, and you're hoping you're going to realize something extra. That's what that's for.
Yeah. It's kind of like DVD extras, but when a dude going through them with you.
Because now Game of Thrones, I can't spoil the show no more. I used to go on and spoil the show for myself.
Don't do that.
I love to do that.
What I'm doing now, with Game of Thrones right now, I hate to even say it because people are trying to spoil it.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting for like 3 episodes and I'll watch.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I wait it out. I don't want to just be a fucking drug addict like this. Give me what you got. Whatever you got. Whatever scenes you got.
No. I had nothing else I'll to do. Out. I'm not waiting it out.
And then watch them like this. And
take
then
it a little bit at a time. However I can get it.
I don't care
no matter what I have to do to get it. I'll do whatever I gotta.
You're going to be blowing somebody HBO just to get a scene from something.
What?
You're going to be blowing somebody from HBO just to get a
scene. I understood the first part, but what scene? I heard the I'm going to blow, and then, okay, I get my reward. And you said there's a scene in addition to that? Not only do I get the cock in the mouth, I get more on top of it. A loot crate, even?
You get a loot crate.
Let me tell you how I got this loot crate, the hard way.
No 10% off your box, huh?
I don't like it being called the hard way, because let's face it, that's the easy way.
That's the easy way? It depends on who's the dick attached to. It depends on how easy or hard it is.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Now, I can make it a hard choice or easy choice.
It was attached to Gavin McGinnis, so it was easy. That is a sweet, sweet dorky house.
That's a sweet mule.
I cannot deny.
It's a tasty mule.
You think I want to tell you that it's not good? Because I want to, but I can't.
It probably tastes like Canadian bacon because he's Canadian.
Dude, it is fucking.
His dick tastes like Canadian bacon.
It's pork belly.
Like after you finish, it's like this. I'd rather have bacon.
It's belly meat. It's not back meat. It's the choicest.
I'd rather have some bacon.
They cut their bacon too thick. I can't even bite through it. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Why did this end up? And by the way, it's 5:55 and we've.
That's what my race was. Got race with it. We almost done.
We degenerated into.
We got race wars tomorrow. We got Yamanika's on and somebody else.
This is what we got on race wars tomorrow. Yeah. A Muslim porn star.
Pakistani porn star.
A fucking Pakistani.
We got all the boys looked up.
Muslim porn star.
You ain't never seen that before.
I never heard of such a thing.
Yamanika. Everybody parents hate her.
Yamanika. I want to see Yamanika react to this.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Oh, my God. The noises that are going to come out of Yamanika when she hears about this.
She's going to be fascinated, though. She's going to want to hear the whole story. She's like the belly of the beast of a story.
Okay.
She's like subcultures. Just
we're
like
going to keep the mic about 5 feet away from Yamanika.
Have to. She don't need a microphone.
In fact, she will not be given a microphone. That's new feature. I got to get what's his name. I wonder if De Bono got his impression up to snuff of Bernie Sanders yet.
You see De Bono's all over on the Nightly Show doing Trump now.
Oh.
They use them for Trump now. Last like 2 episodes they use them for Trump. Everybody trying to steal people we use on Race Wars.
I know. We get some of the good ones. But if he could do Sanders, or I'll get Rick Chrome, I want to have Bernie Sanders on and then have Yamanika run in and interrupt him.
Oh, like one of the fucking Raven Simones that ran up on him on the podium?
Yeah, I want to just come start black yelling at him. He's trying to make a point. Please, you'll be given time to speak.
It's going to be like an episode of fucking Give Me a Break.
Black lives do matter. I do believe it. Please. Now, shut up. We going to be silent. Please, this is my rally. I have the microphone here. I've given you your time.
Yamanika does not sound like that. She grew up around white people.
I know. That's why she's full of shit trying to ghetto it up, Mike. She's like, because that could be me. No, it can't, Yamanika.
No, it can't.
You're in the top 2 percentile.
You grew up in Bethesda, Maryland.
You Bethesda-ass friend of white people. How dare you?
I love it. She's going to be great. The fans love it, too. She's going to be great tomorrow.
Yeah. So that's the show. All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
No, wait. Don't forget my A&E show starting July 6th, Wednesday.
Black and white.
Black and white.
And best wishes to Ant, who's coming back soon, we hope. And
big shout out to Ant. Thanks for letting us do this.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Ant.
Get love you, Ant. Thank you, brother. We'll see you at the house with a pool full of black people.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.